by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Edith! Edith, come on! I'm in a hurry. I want you to come out and take a look at me now.
Archie hurries down the stairs in brown slacks, a gold tie, and a blue and white checkered blazer.
Huh. Oh!
What do you think, huh? What do you think? Just give me a little check out here, huh? I mean, is it rich enough for the boss of a new saloon opening tonight, huh?
Oh, you look very important. Except for your face, you look like Johnny Carson. Uh-oh, I got a riddle for you.
A riddle?
What does an airplane do?
What is it? I don't know, fly?
Yours is open.
Archie slowly turns his back and zips up. He doubles over.
Caught my little finger in a propeller.
Archie, I'm afraid you're going to be so tired tomorrow at the loading dock.
I know I'm going to be tired tomorrow at the loading dock, Edith. That's why I ain't going tomorrow to the loading dock. That's why I want you to get on the blower here. You're going to call up Mr. Sanders' secretary, Velma, see, and tell her that once again, I'm too sick to work.
Archie, if you call in sick once more, you're going to lose your job.
Well, Edith, let's face it, that could be in the cards, you know?
Archie, your job's the only thing we can count on. I mean, with all the mortgage payments and everything.
Edith, please, on the biggest night of my life, don't spoil it with them things there. Now, when I get her on the phone, you just tell her that I had a bad fish.
I wouldn't cook you a bad fish.
You wouldn't cook me a bad fish. Just tell her that the fish went bad once it got inside me. You know, that's... Hello. Could I speak to Mr. Sanders' office, please?
Oh, no, Archie. I'm sorry. I can't lie like that.
You give me an hour any Sunday at the church, I'll teach you how.
Edith heads to the kitchen, leaving Archie on the phone.
Is that you, Velma? Listen, Velma, I'm very feverish, you know. Yeah, I'm on fire. Hot all over. No, this ain't an obscene phone call. This is Archie Buck. I just want you to tell Mr. Sanders that once again I'm calling in sick tomorrow. Yeah, what do you mean before? Well, yeah, but how was I supposed to sound there before chewing on a thermometer? Just tell Mr. Sanders what I told you, huh, Velma? Yeah, thanks. I got it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Velma. Goodbye. Big mouth. Hey, Edith, come on, will you? I can't wait. I gotta hurry.
Archie, I'm fixing dinner. Ain't you gonna eat?
Edith, the boss ain't got no time to sit down for dinner. You know that? The boss got a gulp on the run. Hey, that's the meaning of success.
I know, yeah. Archie. Wait a minute. This is for luck.
She kisses him on the lips.
Oh. Hey, you're a little proud of me, huh?
Oh, of course I am. And no matter how successful you get, I know you'll still be the same lovable Archie.
I'll never get so big that I can't look down on my own family.
He scurries out the door.
Okay, we'll be down later.
And finds Gloria on her way in.
Hey, I made the sandwiches for your uncle.
Oh,
we'll
that's
bring
good,
them
good.
Down with us.
Hey, okay. Hey, little girl, huh? What do you think of the old man? How's he look, huh?
Wonderful.
That's great. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll see us both down at Archie's place, yeah. Huh? Ha ha, Archie, bum bum. That's me, bum 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 bum.
Bye.
I hate that jacket.
Soon after, Archie approaches Archie's place and admires the twinkling lights and grand opening sign.
That's me. Grand opening.
He points to the word grand.
I like it better with a knee, but what the hell?
Arms swinging at his sides, he struts inside where Harry and Carlos await.
Okay, here I am. Look alive, boys.
You're early.
Gotta be early. It stinks to Santa here, you know, to remind you what permissions you've been there. Hmm?
You want to change it?
What do you think? I made the money. Turn it around the clean side.
This is the clean side.
I, Carlos, all laughing and signs of happiness on your marijuana break, huh? Okay. Did you put the powder in the toilet?
Why?
Because I like the classy blue water. Do it.
Carlos leaves.
Now, Harry, listen to me. We're in this thing together.
He jumps off a bar stool.
Harry, there's a spring in the stool that does nasty things. Can't you get some tools and push that back down in there, huh? Some woman comes in and sits on that thing and she belts the innocent guy next to it.
Having grabbed a hammer, Harry scowls.
Don't give me dirty looks. Fix this.
Don't give me so many orders. I'm doing it. Why don't you cool it, Arch? Just because you're a boss don't mean you gotta get an ulcer the first day.
Listen, Harry, if it takes an ulcer to make a success out of this joint, I'll take ulcers back to back.
Whatever happened to you? It seems like only yesterday you were one of the guys coming in here to drink a few beers and get away from their wives. Everybody liked you.
That's all finished, Harry. You know, nice guys finish last, as Carter said to Lance.
Who's talking about nice? You jumped from barely acceptable to pain in a bus.
Harry, what the hell are you sore about?
You want to know what I'm sore about? I'll tell you. I worked behind this bar for Kelsey for 10 years, just waiting for my chance to take over. And you aced me out of it.
Well, I'm the boss, Harry, and you better get used to that. Listen, did you ever stop and think that maybe you ain't naturally cut out to be a boss?
How the hell would you know?
Harry, if God wanted you to be a boss, then why did he, in his infinite wisdom, make you look so perfect in an apron?
Well, there's one thing a bartender can do that a boss can't.
What?
Quit.
Oh, come on, Harry, you ain't gonna quit.
Yes, I am. I'm going down to McFeeney's bar. He's been after me for months.
Are you kidding? McFeeney's? Nobody goes there no more. That joint is a cemetery. They tell me the jukebox plays taps.
Well, let me tell you something. I brought the customers in here, and I'm gonna take them down a block with me to McFeeney's.
Harry, Archie's customers belong in Archie's place. What do you tell me? My customers are gonna leave me to follow you?
That's right. They're gonna follow me right down a block to McFeeney.
No, they ain't. They ain't gonna follow you no place there. Nobody's gonna follow you. And let me tell you something, Harry. You could rub liver on your behind, and cats wouldn't even follow you.
Carlos joins Archie in the open doorway.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
If Harry goes, I go.
Well, where are you gonna work?
Are you kidding? In this land of opportunity? Somewhere out there, a car wash is waiting.
Is this all you got to say to me?
No, there's one more thing.
What?
Zip up your fly.
Carlos leaves. And Archie zips up with a sneer. At the bar.
Some more customers. It's my turn. I'm the host.
Yeah, all right.
Good evening. Welcome to Archie's place.
Yeah,
Archie. This is Archie.
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, Cleaver, a name you never forget, huh?
He drags a hand across his throat.
You have a little table for two?
No, we only got a table for four, but what the hell? Sit roomy, huh? Go ahead, right down there. You'll be near the music, too.
Archie, what? Archie, what? Do you want me to sing?
No. Later on, either that or they had too much to drink. Waitress, come over here, huh? You know, wait on the people
coming
here.
Through.
Don't bend over.
Harry, I'm not
not showing any cleavage.
I know, but around in the back, you're showing a lot of clovage.
Dressed in a micro miniskirt, Gloria approaches the table.
Hi, I'm your waitress, Gloria. Welcome to Archie's place. That's Archie. What'll you have?
We'll have two Harvey Wallbangers.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Two Wallbangers.
Two Wallbangers coming up. What the hell's a Wallbanger?
Archie hands Mike a notebook.
Checking Harvey's drink book.
Okay.
What brought you two nice people to our little tavern tonight?
This is an occasion. We've been married 2 years tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. Second anniversary over here.
Oh,
happy second anniversary.
Cut. Archie shrugs at Edith.
Wallbanger. Maybe it's under Harvey. Oh, it's just no Harvey Wallbanger in here.
Just take any three kinds of whiskey, mix it with orange juice, and serve it in a dark glass.
Two men walk in.
Oh, you forgot to have it, Mike.
Edith carries a plate of sandwiches to the Cleavers.
How do you do? Would you like a sandwich?
Yes, thank you. Won't you join us? Oh.
Mrs. Cleaver scowls at him, then smiles at Edith.
So, it's your second anniversary. Ain't that nice? Oh, I'll never forget my Uncle Leon and my Aunt Sophie. They had a second anniversary. That was the second year of their marriage. That was cotton.
Barney and Hank shuffle in, hiding behind a huge pink funeral wreath.
Just stopped by to wish you luck, Arch.
Yeah, the guys down at the plant pitched in for these posies. We bought them at the Elite Florist.
Oh, hey there, beauty. I bet the florist beat you for about $9 or $11 for them, huh?
No, they were marked down. You see, they made it up for a funeral, but the guy got better.
Gloria sniffs the flowers.
This is gorgeous. I'm going to take it home and hang it over our bed.
Your bed, it says success.
Well,
shut up, you dirty guy.
Say, I've heard of moonlight notch, but running the whole business on the side.
Hey, I hope the boss down at the plant don't find out.
How the hell is he going to find out? He never comes out to Queens. Besides, Mr. Sanders hates saloons. Do you know what happened to Mr. Sanders the last time he got drunk?
No, what?
He married Mrs. Sanders.
Hey, Gloria?
Yeah, honey?
Here's the two Harvey Wallbangers.
Gloria blows smoke off the bubbling, murky cocktails.
Just serve them, will you? Go ahead.
So my Uncle Leon gave my Aunt Sophie an anniversary present, cotton. He gave her a cotton handkerchief, only she didn't know that he wrapped up a string of pearls in the hanky. So when she put it up to her nose, she blew all the pearls into Niagara Falls.
Two Wallbangers.
Oh, thank you. This is my daughter, Gloria Stivic.
Hi.
And that's her husband, Tendenbaugh, over there, Michael Stivic.
The Cleavers wince when they taste their drinks.
And oh, they got the cutest baby. Joey is his name. He's so cute. He's 2 years old.
Edith, if you don't mind,
I hate to stifle a swell story, Edith, but I got to talk to you just a minute.
Excuse
over here.
Excuse me.
Edith, no long stories. Every paragraph is costing me money.
Well, I was just being gracious.
Yeah, I know. You want to be helpful?
Yeah.
Check the toilet. See that the water is blue.
Another couple walks in.
Come in, folks. Come on, right in. Come on, right in. There's a seat for you right down here. There's a chair for a little lady. Sit down right over here. A waitress.
Daddy was worried that Joey would be bald forever, but now he's got beautiful blonde hair, much like mine.
Get over here, huh? You're getting more like your mother every day. Serve the customers, will you, huh?
Hi, I'm your waitress, Gloria. Welcome to Archie's.
Don't bend over.
That's Archie.
Hey, bartender, give me another double scotch.
I think you've had enough.
Why?
Well,
wait a minute. What the hell are you trying to do? Bring back prohibition?
Arch, there's a new law. If this guy gets into trouble, he can sue us.
Well, I'll handle this. Watch me now. Sir, are you driving tonight?
No.
Are you an Indian?
No.
Give him whatever the hell he wants.
Double scotch.
While you're at it, make up two more Harvey Wallbangers for the McCleavers over there.
Okay.
One pink lady and one Brandy Alexander, honey.
You know, it would be a very helpful thing for me if this could all be written down somewhere. Please.
Everybody, happy over here?
Yes,
you're doing
Dad,
all right?
Everything's fine.
You're having fun here? Certainly you are. Yes. I gotta take care of my first customers over here.
The Cleavers are gone.
Hey, little girl, what did you say something rotten to the Carvers over here?
Cleavers.
The same thing.
No, but they said something rotten to me.
What did they say to you?
They said you can take your wall bangers and...
Never mind. Serve the customers here. Don't bend over.
Okay.
Arch, here's the two wall bangers.
Oh, yeah, the two wall bangers. Give me them. Yeah, what am I... anybody want to buy two wall bangers?
Yeah, I'll take them if the little waitress over here will join me.
Oh, sure, sure. There's nothing wrong with that.
Gloria glowers.
No, thank you. This little waitress doesn't drink during working hours.
She goes behind the bar.
Hey, watch that.
He groped her. Oh, I take it easy. I'm Archie. Archie will throw the bum out.
No, Daddy, no. I'll get rid of him in a nice way.
Oh.
Hello there, Mr. Wonderful. Gee, I would love to have a drink with you, but I'm not allowed to drink with the customers or I might get fired. See, my boss is a creep.
Listening in, Archie raises his brows.
Walking the streets, and I got three hungry kids at home, and I got a husband who bashes my skull, and you know what? These used to be my real teeth.
She pulls her lips wide open, and the groper quickly leaves. Grinning proudly, Archie pats her on the arm.
That was pretty nifty, little girl, you know?
Thanks.
I bet the cops could use that face for riot work.
At the piano... Archie cringes and steps between Edith and the pianist.
Hey, Edith! Edith, hold it. Edith! Edith, thank you for that lovely moment, Edith. We don't need another moment, Edith. Edith, Professor, hold it. Yeah. Ain't you dying for a drink?
Yeah.
Then go over to the bar and live. I tell you what, folks, the little lady's gonna finish that number later on, and you'll enjoy it better when you're all loaded.
A stocky bald man in a suit walks in.
Hello, Pivnik.
Oh, Mr. Sanders. Oh, you want Archie?
Hank dashes across the bar.
Archie, we got trouble here. Sanders is here.
Archie, be nice. Remember, he's still your boss.
Yeah, don't burn your bridges behind you.
Archie considers, then straightens his shoulders. He passes Gloria on its way to Mr. Sanders.
Hi there, Mr. Sanders. Will you straighten up here? What brings you all the way out to Queens?
You, Bunker.
Oh, geez, you come up at the opening of my new saloon. Ain't that nice? You gotta have a drink on the house. Give Mr. Sanders a couple of wall bangers.
Well, no thanks. Bunker, the secretary said you called in sick again.
Yeah, well, I have one of them 24-hour flus.
You look fine now.
Yeah, well, I blew it out in 8 hours.
If you think you're gonna chisel the company out of sick pay, forget it.
Mr. Sanders, I'm gonna level with you now. I don't want your sick pay. I don't want nothing from you or the company. Because I'm a businessman now with my own business here.
Well, that isn't gonna last long. You're just a working stiff, Bunker.
Hey, it's been Bunker for the last 20 years, but tonight it's Mr. Archie Bunker. And as of tonight, Mr. Archie Bunker says that he's gonna quit. Q-I-T, quit.
Well, look, Mr. Archie Bunker, you don't know what you're doing. These neighborhood bars are going out of style. You gotta be a financial wizard to handle all your union troubles, your high costs, high rents. Just don't come to me when you fall on your face.
Sanders leaves.
And don't come to me neither.
It's too late to apologize, Harry. But I tell you what, if you really want to apologize, get behind the bar and start working.
No, Arch, I just come by to pick up my bartender's guide. Sorry, Professor.
Oh, well, can't I just have it for tonight?
No, I need it.
Why?
Two people just come in off the street and ordered Harvey Wallbangers.
It's not in there.
Under V for vodka.
Oh. How do you like the crowd we got here, Harry?
Oh, this is nothing. We're gonna have more than we can handle. I talked McFeeny into putting in waitresses.
Waitresses? Big deal. We got a waitress.
Topless?
Certainly not.
I can always bend over.
Don't move. Topless is dirty.
Sure it is, Arch, but topless is big business. So long, boss. I'm going back where the action is.
Oh, the action. The only action you see over there is you and McFeeny chasing after the cockroach.
Harry leaves.
You're in trouble, Arch.
No, I ain't in trouble. Don't tell me that. You know what I think of topless? When you've seen two, you've seen them all, right?
Edith purses her lips.
Hey, Arch, how about livening things up? Give us a tune.
No. Come on, Arch. Sing the one all us veterans sang in front of the Americana Hotel.
Which one was that?
The one the cops told you not to do no more.
Do that here. No.
Come on, sing a song.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll do the number if Edith will come up there and do it with me.
Yeah, come on.
Archie guides her to the piano.
You told me not to sing.
Yeah, Edith, but you always sound great when I'm there to drown you out, you know?
Archie, you quit your job.
Don't worry about that.
I
don't care. I'm going to make a big success of this chain, Edith. And all I need is you beside me, huh?
I'm afraid you'll need a lot more than me.
Yeah, we're going to give you the tune. I know just the tune we're going to give you. Hey there, Maestro.
Yeah.
Do you know this one here? Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along singing our song side by side.
Edith reluctantly starts singing along.
Tomorrow, maybe it's trouble or sorrow, but we'll travel our road, sharing our load, side by side.
She strokes her cheek and knits her brow with concern.
What if the skies fall?
Directed by Paul Bogart, written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lanchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Alan Melvin, Barney. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Danny Dayton, Hank. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.